It's the full moon again. The full moon with the sun currently in Aquarius, conjunct with Jupiter. Jupiter surrounds the sun with a halo of benevolent, expansive, supportive energy. I would like you to feel that presence within you. I would like you to feel how protected, supported you are on this journey. Your consciousness the highest level of your consciousness you aware, fully aware of who you are, and surrounded by that huge presence we need to feel that because we are in a process of radically changing our viewpoint on our reality. So as you're sitting, you may feel your body, you may feel the space around your body, and the stillness in which you can be and you can experience again and again when you are fully centered and when you are vibrating the highest frequency you can possibly hold. Playing the highest note you can play on your instrument. This is a beautiful thing to be doing. You want to enjoy that. Feel the joy you have vibrating the highest frequency you can hold. Feel the way it resonates around you in your energy field. Feel the way it influences, impacts on this huge halo Jupiter is surrounding you with. Enjoy the amplification. Jupiter always magnifies whatever it touches. And with that awareness, Look across the zodiac and see the moon on the other side. The moon is in Leo. The full moon in Leo, reflecting the sun in Aquarius with Jupiter. That moon, that radiance, tells you about your accomplishment. See that. Be that. Acknowledge the accomplishment, what is done, what is complete. We as a humanity have accomplished individually the phase of growth in which individuality has to be stabilized. What Leo represents is the fullness of being I have as an individual, as a person. My embodied self, the way I came to this earth in that incarnation, what I brought along and what I can now own and honor. My uniqueness, my special gifts and talents. See yourself reflected in the full moon, like in a mirror. Feel. That you have completed the process of individualization, that you have become that fullness of being. Every single one of us is now capable of being fully embodied as an individual, as a person. Feel the gratitude for the process. Feel the gratitude you can have for who you are, who you have become. Leo is the sign of accomplishment of my uniqueness. And you want to honor that. Yet, what the moon shows us now is just one phase. It's a major accomplishment, but it's one phase in our evolution. And if we jump back across the zodiac and go back to Aquarius, what we find is not just one sun, but myriads of suns. Every single one of them being one consciousness. And what we are expected to embrace now is our wholeness, our communion, our union in our uniqueness with all other human beings on the planet. So I am. I am who I am. The perfection of my being becomes clearer every day. What I can manifest, what I can contribute, becomes more and more obvious. And we are together. We are going to build that new world together. Every one of us brings the perfection of the source in a unique way. However, none of us is capable of bringing forth the new world on his own, on our own. This is a joint venture. This is a common task. This is something we are going to do together. So as you are sitting now, feel again your radiant, shining self, that being you are. And all around the globe, feel the countless other beings that are shining in an radiant way as you are. The radiance of every single little spark of light that is actually a sun, that is actually an expression of the source called a human being, embodied human being. The radiance of all those shining lights is covering the earth in a blanket of light. Feel the fabric of that blanket of light. Feel the many threads, relationships, connections that you have with all other human beings on the planet. This is the quantum leap, and this is our next phase of evolution. I am, we are. Billions of beings shining their light together and weaving a fabric of connections, all interconnected, sharing, contributing their own talents. Contributing to the welfare of all. At the service of the greatest purpose of humanity. This is our current change. This is the phase of our rebirth. We are bringing forth the shapes and forms yet to be of our wildest dreams. of our greatest visions. As we jointly follow inner guidance and walk together. There's no other way. Focus for one moment on your greatest vision, highest purpose for yourself and for humanity. And conjure up all the energy from the global network you need to shine that dream. To shine that vision. Be the vision, be the dream. As of now, the shapes, the forms, the structures we see in our 3D world, like the trees where I'm sitting outdoors, those shapes of the new world, they aren't fully manifest yet. Their subtle counterparts are instead, and those are the dreams, the visions we want to nurture, we want to treasure. And we want to feed the global network with. The benevolent presence of Jupiter supports that process of growth. It's a bit like an incubation. Something is going to emerge in the physical world that is already present in the subtle realms. But something is needed. And what's needed is a complete surrender, like when we are dying, complete surrender of any remaining fear or attachment to suffering. Those feelings have kept our hearts closed for too long. Our hearts are closed and parched. They need to be freed from those blocks, invisible veils and other obstacles that prevent their natural dilation and expansion. None of our desires will manifest unless we tap into the resources of our hearts. As we are speaking on this full moon night, there is another important conjunction in the sky. It's Venus and Pluto. It it's a powerful transformation to be able to surrender everything, to die to the old so you can be reborn to the new. In that final phase of transformation, the rebirth demands full surrender. So our heart's dearest, deepest longing and desires can finally express themselves. And find a substance they need to grow and bloom in the many connections and relationships we have in the network of humanity. The global network will feed our desires, will nurture our desires once we can tap into our essence. That's how we are going to support each other. That's how we are going to share with one another. That's how we are going to enhance each other. That's how we are going to shine brighter and brighter. Feel how right now you can let go more. You can drop remaining burdens, all of them. And choose to be reborn with an open heart. With a beaming heart, flooded with love. A heart that is so big that it can embrace the world, all human beings, all sentient beings, all that is. Allow your heart to dilate and open more and more until it can embrace worlds beyond this world as well. And feel the divine planning of this global expansion and awakening. The time is now. That's why it's so important that you stand in your power, that you choose your best purpose and the highest, greatest purpose for humanity now. So will we be able able to take a step after the other. And make this world come true. Let's stay for another little while together, open-hearted, connected as one. And take that open-hearted oneness, wholeness of your being, together with all other beings on the planet, into your evening, your night, and the coming days. Thank you for being here. Have a very good evening.